It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green, sitting in for Renee Montagne. Yesterday's nuclear test raises the question outsiders always face when they consider North Korea. The question is exactly why North Korea's leaders do what they do.
That leads to the related question of exactly what North Korea wants, and we'll consider both questions this morning. North Korea followed up its nuclear test by launching two more ballistic missiles today, and that may signal its leadership has lost interest in its pledge to eliminate nuclear weapons. We begin this morning with NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.
North Korea informed the State Department of yesterday's nuclear test just about an hour before the blast. Apparently, it wasn't expecting any particular response. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman John Kerry is visiting Beijing, and he said that if Pyongyang was trying to pressure Washington to negotiate, it made the wrong move.
North Korea didn't have to test a nuclear weapon to get the Obama administration into talks. The Obama administration and the Congress have indicated a willingness to engage with countries all around the world.
Kerry said he was confident that North Korea could be persuaded to rejoin nuclear negotiations, but not right after its nuclear test.
I don't think you reward it by immediately going back to the table and having talks.
North Korea conducted a second day of missile tests today, launching a surface-to-air and a surface-to-ship missile from its east coast, according to the South's Yonhap news agency. The South said it would join the U.S.-led Proliferation Security Initiative to intercept planes and ships that might be carrying weapons of mass destruction. North Korea has warned that that would be tantamount to a declaration of war. Pyongyang's recent moves are increasing doubts that it may be willing to negotiate away its nuclear arsenal. Professor Paek Hak-soon, a North Korea expert at South Korea's Sejong Institute, argues that North Korea is trying to push the U.S. away from the disarmament issue and towards providing security guarantees. From North Korea's perspective, he says,
the only focus was on how to denuclearize North Korea, and the United States, in a sense, has been successful in bringing North Korea down to such technical issues like verification and sampling, which was totally unacceptable to North Korean leadership.
China today restated its strong opposition to the test, but it remains divided about how to respond. While diplomats are heavily invested in hosting the six-party talks, some Chinese experts are calling for tougher measures against an old ally. Zhang Liangui, a North Korea expert at the Communist Party's Central Party School, says all options, including military ones, should remain on the table.
The North Korean nuclear issue cannot be resolved through persuasion or negotiation. Kim Jong-il and his policies are already set on developing nuclear weapons. He staked his personal political survival on it.
The U.S., South Korea, and Japan have all said they'll push for tougher U.N. Security Council sanctions on North Korea. Zhang Liangui explains why Pyongyang could care less about more sanctions.
In North Korea, the policymakers aren't short of rice to eat. Those who lack rice don't make policy. Sanctions will only make things tougher for ordinary North Koreans. They won't affect Kim Jong-il.
North Korean state media had initially suspended their rhetorical attacks on Washington following President Obama's election. But today, state media restated an old warning, saying that Washington would be courting disaster if it attempted a preemptive attack on North Korea. Pyongyang has already said that as far as it's concerned, the Obama administration is no different from the Bush administration. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.